This is Radioactive Magazine, a KKFI public affairs program of progressive activism, opinion, and commentary. Opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers alone and are not necessarily the views of KKFI, its staff, volunteers, board of directors, show hosts, or other guests on the program.
I'm Dan Connolly, and welcome to a special presentation of Radioactive Magazine. If you are a regular listener, you are quite familiar with the 25-second disclaimer that begins every show. What you might not know is that the voice you hear belongs to Bill Claus. Bill retired last week from his position as Special Events and Volunteer Coordinator at KKFI. Bill has held that position for 10-plus years. But his relationship and involvement with KKFI Community Radio goes back much farther. Back over 25 years when KKFI was just an idea. No equipment, not even a business license to broadcast. Once they and myriad other radio broadcast essentials were obtained, Bill as a volunteer was integral to the development of Heartland Labor Forum that is still heard weekly on KKFI Community Radio. Throughout those last 25 years, Bill has been heavily involved in the creation and presentation of many community affairs programs, such as Eco Radio and Radioactive Magazine. Fundraising efforts and providing station access to volunteers and coordination of their efforts. Radioactive Magazine was developed from Bill's idea that activist groups needed a larger voice in the community and access to Kansas City airwaves to present their concerns, ideas, and activities. Bill contacted community activist groups, held meetings, and kept everyone on track, with the initial broadcast being last August. His efforts guided Radioactive Magazine from a monthly to twice monthly, and finally to a weekly set schedule in the present broadcast time slot. Bill is also a hell of a nice guy. As you will hear in the following previously recorded interview and call-in show from last week, our pal Mike Murphy spent an hour on the air last Wednesday morning with Bill and callers, reminiscing much of Bill's history and involvement with the station. So relax, get comfortable, and listen as we rebroadcast excerpts from that interview as a thank you to Bill Claus. You will notice that he is a man with a good soul, always shifts the attention from himself to others, is a grand husband and father, brings the best out of others, and is indeed the best of friends with those who have crossed paths with him. He will continue on a more limited basis as a volunteer at KKFI Community Radio, which he views as a promotion. Before we begin, just let me be the first of the Radioactive Magazine family to say thank you, Bill, and
first of all, let's start at the beginning. What possessed you to come to work here?
I was 55 with over 30 years of experience at the Social Security Administration, which meant that I was eligible for early retirement, if you can consider after working in place 34 years early at all. And so I wasn't really prepared to retire so much, but I did find out that there was an opening at KKFI, and I'm one of those that goes back to the very beginning, but it doesn't mean I've always been intensely involved with KKFI, but just to tell that story, many of you have already heard this, but I was involved with an organization called the Fool Killer, and as fate would have it, we were at a building right catty corner across the street from where we're at right now. We're on the southeast corner of 39th and Main, and that was on the northwest corner of 39th and Main. Fool Killer in the old Price Candy Company building, when a group of people came around called the Midcoast Radio Project, and their notion was to put together a community radio station. So that was before KKFI even was KKFI, and a radio station was just a gleam in the eyes of these activists. and they rented space from those of us that were in the Fool Killer. Fool Killer being a volunteer cultural organization that did, plays and concerts and had crafts and just anything that came into our heads. So being kind of partnering with people who are interested in doing community radio was something that just really fit what we saw ourselves as. And so, I tell the story that I ran into one of the activists there, and the conversation kind of went like this. At least this is kind of the way I remember it. I was very interested in the fact that they were doing a radio station, but I said, "So you're going to come up with a radio station? So you must have some radio equipment." Well, no, we don't have any radio equipment. Well, do you have a tower? I knew you had to have a tower to have it. No, we don't have a tower. Well, at least you've got a license then. No, we don't have a license. So I really decided at that time it was just so much blue sky and it really wasn't going to happen, but I really liked the idea that they were trying to do it. So this was in the fall of 1977. So I did not get involved with Midcoast Radio Project at that point, but several years later, when they still sticking together, I was very impressed with the fact that they really did have the follow through, that they kept working on having a radio station. They started doing bingo games in the mid 80s. I kind of grew up going to bingo games because my mother was a bingo game player and a bingo player. Now, I don't know if those of you that are familiar with the culture of bingo games, but in my mind's eye, I can still see my mother. She must have played 20 cards at one time, and whenever I'd go along, I'd have maybe two cards there, and she was constantly reaching over and dobbing my numbers because I kept missing them. But anyway, it's a culture unto itself, and it was one of the ways that the Midcoast Radio Project raised money in order to start this radio station. And lo and behold, it wasn't until 1988, February 28th, that KKFI finally came on the air. So the folks that started this radio station stayed with it for 11 years to get the necessary equipment, to get the license, to find the talent that it took to do that, and raise the money and put all the pieces together. So I was very impressed with that, and did get involved very early on with the you didn't ask for my life story, Mike, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Don't go on.
My formative years during that time was spent being active in the labor movement with the AFL-CIO and my own union, the American Federation of Government Employees. I worked at the Social Security Administration. Judy Ansel was given my name and along with a guy named Jack Hedrick from UAW Local 249 as three people that might be interested in starting a radio program. And we started that on April the 1st, 1989, the Heartland Labor Forum. And we just recently celebrated the 25th anniversary of that when Jim Hightower came to town, and Ann Feeney, a great labor songwriter, came, and we celebrated that. So that was my involvement for the next several years after that, and I kind of drifted away from helping with the Heartland Labor Forum. It was in good hands. Judy Ansel stayed with it, been with it the whole 25 years and counting. But it's as you know, it's a team-run radio show, so although I feel like I contributed to it, it wasn't anything that couldn't go on without me, and they did. So I sort of stepped back from being involved at KKFI. But when this chance to retire came up in 2004 from the Social Security Administration, I jumped at the chance and filed for the job and called in the people I still knew that were around here and kind of maybe just this side of begging for them to hire me for the job. And so I retired from my job with the Social Security Administration for 1 week and then started working at KKFI. And my notion was that I was going to work for 2 years. I've figured that'd be enough time. Then I was going to completely retire. Well, it's been almost 10 years now. And although I'm excited about retiring, just a little bit apprehensive and anxious about it as well, because it's really been great. I've always loved this radio station, and but being involved with it kind of from the inside has it's been very exciting and very enriching. It's I appreciate what this radio station does. I really appreciate the community that makes the radio station happen.
I miss you already, and you're not even gone.
This is Universal Soldier, which I learned through Donovan, but it's of course a Buffy St. Marie tune, and I find this an interesting perspective on war. I mean, who do you blame wars on? Do you blame it on the politicians? Do you blame it on the generals? Do you blame it on the soldiers? This song, of course, came out during the Vietnam War, and it kind of says, it lays some of the blame, at least, at the feet of the soldiers themselves. I always thought it was interesting that when we were protesting the Vietnam War, there was a lot of anger that went towards the soldiers, and I always, even at a young and excitable age, I never thought that was completely fair, since you either had to respond to the draft or go to Canada, and that was a really tough choice. And so to hold the soldiers themselves responsible for it has never been fair, actually, because even now, even with a volunteer army, if your choice is you can't find a job and you have to make a living. Anyway, this is Buffy St. Marie's take on Universal Soldier. He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31, he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, and a Jain. A Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. He knows he shouldn't kill, he knows he always will. You for me, my friend, and me for you. He's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France. He's fighting for USA. He's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan. And he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds. He says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die. But he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned them at Dachau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war. And without him, all this killing can't go on. He's a universal soldier, he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me and brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put an end to war. Not everyone goes out and continues to point that out and try to put an end to the insanity that that hopefully this race will eventually grow out of. One can only hope, but it will only happen if folks like you and the folks with Peace Works, which I am a proud at least dues paying member with, even though I don't attend the actions like I should, but I do appreciate the activity that they have out in the neighborhood, trying to bring an end to war. I was known among campus as the Bob Dylan fan because I had a black songbook that I carried around with me, and every day I'd go home and listen to Bringing It All Back Home for lunch. And so it kind of went from Bob Dylan, if especially early Bob Dylan, you kind of discover Woody Guthrie, although I knew of Woody Guthrie because my dad taught me to play the guitar. And although he never used the word Woody Guthrie, the first song he taught me was an old Woody Guthrie tune. So I appreciated Woody Guthrie. Then, of course, Arlo Guthrie, his son.
Hey, ain't it good to know that you got a friend?
Susan Haslam posted this on Facebook. She says, regarding Bill Claus, some people come into our lives and quickly go. Some stay for a while, leave footprints on our hearts, and we are never, ever the same. And that's Flavia Weed that said that. So that's for you, Bill. And
Now, give me too many of those. I'm trying to keep the emotion out of my voice if I can. That's sweet. Susan is a wonderful volunteer at KKFI, and that really is one of the things I appreciate. Like I said, this is such a volunteer-run organization. I like to call it amateur because, to me, amateur has always been a favorite word of mine, because when you look at it, the root of the word amateur is amour, is love, and people do it for the love of it, and people really do about KKFI. I think the most amazing thing, and one of the earliest phrases I heard from one of the staff people at KKFI, was that passions run high at KKFI, and it's always been the case.
That's great.
Yeah, and Susan Haslam's one of them. She's helped us out many times with the pledge drive and is always willing to come down and help whenever at all possible.
Hey, yeah, good morning, you two. This is Richard Mabian. How you doing?
Oh, Brother Mabian, how are you?
So there was no way in the world, Bill, I'd miss an opportunity to talk to you, especially on the radio, like it's early in the morning, too, by the way. I could sit here and say a whole lot of things to you about what you have meant to me in my life, from understanding radio to just being a professional, because you are very much a professional. And I don't know how many people ever got a chance to work with you down at that Social Security job you had. But I did. I got to work a booth with you after you had left from down there. So I know I got a chance to see you interacting with those people. They loved you down there as much as we do at the station, buddy. I do remember that. But the thing I wanted to talk about this morning was you and your wife were capable of getting me to star. I will use the word star in your off-Broadway play as an eighth of Randolph. That is something that I will always cherish, and only you could have gotten to do something like that.
Unlike a whole lot of people that will walk into to KKFI, and they're well-meaning, but they'll walk in and they'll say, hey, I've got this great idea for a show. How do I get on the air? So, the first thing they're interested in is how they get a show. Richard Mabian came in, and the first thing he did was pick up a broom and started sweeping. And he became, without anybody saying a word, he became our unofficial janitor for weeks on end. And then a few years later, he's on the board of directors. He's doing Echo Radio KC, and you're just one of the many examples, but really a good example of what this community station is all about, because it really is about the community and finding folks like you.
Yeah, you certainly do.
Well, I'm going to let you two go ahead and go on with the show, but there was no way in the world that I would miss this opportunity. And, Mike, I really appreciate you for making me aware of it. And, I had a big old note sitting in front of my computer. And as soon as I rolled out of bed, I went, oh, let me go call. So I'm glad I got a chance to do so. I love you both. And, Bill, like I said, you're not going anywhere. We wouldn't let you do that. We might let you take a trip out of town every now and then, but if you get too big-headed and think you can get away, we'll come get you, buddy.
You got it, brother.
I'll take care.
Okay.
Richard Mabian, one of the hosts of Eco Radio KC, heard every Monday night, and a program that exists due to the efforts of Bill Claus, who Bill's outreach and vision, and so we're very grateful to Bill for that, among many other reasons.
It's you and me, and all we need is what we got. She says it's funny after all that we've been through.
that we still talk the way that lovers do.
Well, this is his lovely bride, Judy. And I'm just calling because Mike, I think, is doing this as a tribute to Bill, my husband, of more years than I like to admit to. But I want to tell this little story. I was in Arizona visiting our family, and I went a week earlier than Bill did. And when he came to Arizona, we were sitting out by somebody's pool, and he looked over and said, oh, by the way, I've retired. And I said, what? And he said, yeah, I've retired. And I threw me into this, you know, worry whirlwind because I didn't expect it. And then he said, oh, and I think I've got a job with KKFI. And I went, what? What's the job? He goes, well, it's, I'm not sure. It's, I'm going to have to create it. I had no idea what to say or think. But I've watched him over this 10 years take this little job that really had no description except he needed to raise funds and make it into something that that impresses me, because it's, Bill doesn't worry about things he doesn't love. I'm a worrier. I worry about everything. But I've seen him work very hard to make KKFI, help KKFI stay on the air, and create a million fundraisers. And when we would go to Arizona on vacation, the first thing he would do is go to their community radio station to find out what they were doing. So I want to give him that honor. Even though it took him away from home a lot, I'm very proud of the work that he's done.
Well, it looks like you're going to have him at home for as much as you want, Judy, and perhaps even more coming up pretty soon. And much to my chagrin, I'm really having a hard time thinking that next week when I come in here, Bill Claus won't be here. I'm really, really struggling with that. And you know, Judy, I blame about a year ago, maybe even longer now, maybe it's closer to 2 years, Bill underwent some really dramatic weight loss. And every time I saw him, he'd get smaller and smaller. And I said, Bill, I'm afraid pretty soon you're just going to disappear. And now we're coming to that point where he's going to be gone.
Well, that was a life-changing event for him, and if anybody knew him before and after, is amazing. So I don't know that I would have had the fortitude to do what he did, but he lost 160 pounds, and it was not an easy road. But anyway, he's in good shape today. But having him home all the time, I don't know how. I've heard people say that before. Oh, God, what am I going to do when my husband retires and he's home all day? And honestly, I don't, you know, I'm hoping that he's going to find things to do, but we tend to snap at each other when he's home all day. So I guess I'm going to have to find reasons to leave the house, and he's going to have to find something creative to do. Hoping he'll write some more plays, Mike Murphy, so we can put you on the stage. I don't know if people know, but Mike Murphy is a great actor.
Yeah,
he really is.
When Richard was talking about 1937, I meant to mention that that he was not the only one in the cast. Mike Murphy was also in the cast. And
we had a KKFI cast, didn't we? Rebecca Roche and Judy Ansel and Mike Murphy, who played a really, really mean conductor. My husband is a creative, wonderful person who has worked very, very hard in this job. And I don't even think he never thought of it as a job. It was more a labor of love. So, and that's rare that people can do that. And I know he's going to miss the creative end of it, but we're going to try to do some traveling a little bit and do some things we don't normally do. But I know he's going to miss KKFI, and he's going to miss you, Mike.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah. Well, Judy, just one thing I'd like to say, that if Bill does get to be a little bit too much for you at home all the time, we could always use some help down here, so maybe you can come down and volunteer to get away from Bill for a while.
You know, I have thought about that because my union office, the American Federation of Teachers, is right down the hall.
That's right. How convenient.
And my daughter works there, so... You know, I could do a little volunteering in both places, couldn't I?
Yeah, that's right.
Love you, sweetheart. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye, Judy.
Thank you, dear. Bye, Michael.
Bye. Bill, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and thank you for everything you've done here.
Well, thank you.
I'll see you later, alligator. What else you want to talk about?
This is Carlos Jacobs with Witness for Peace. Thank you, Bill.
This is Doug Greer of the Friends of Community Media. Thank you, Bill.
This is Greg Schwartz with KC3Front.org. And thank you, Bill.
This is Janet Rogers of Transit Action Network. Thank you, Bill.
This is Kristen Chow with Equal Empowering Queer Activists and Leaders. Thank you, Bill.
This is Linda Nello with JoCo Move On. Thank you, Bill.
This is Mary Lindsay with the Kansas City affiliate of Move to a Man. Thank you, Bill.
This is Mike Nichols with KKFI. Thank you, Bill.
This is Sheila Styron from The Whole Person. Thank you, Bill.
See you later, alligator. What else you want to talk about?
You have been listening to Radioactive Magazine, a locally produced broadcast spotlighting social and political activities in our community. If you would like more information, would like to comment, or if you or your organization would like to be interviewed, or have ideas for content portions of future broadcasts, call Dan Connolly at 816-217-5875.